and welcome back to Super Future Friends, where we recap really old issues of Legion of Superheroes so that you don't have to read them. Today we're going to be talking about Adventure Comics number 293 from February 1962. But first, we'd like to give a shout out to Kate and Fat Kramer for helping us with the definition of a boner. And
pull
anonymous.
Pull a boner.
Kate gave us an amazing link to something on Super Dickery. A Batman issue where they use the word boner about 50 million times. So, yeah, it means a mistake. Kind of like a boneheaded error. So, thanks for all that. We're going to need your help again because I cannot find credits for issue 293 of Adventure Comics at all. I have no idea who made this.
And she looked for a good 3 minutes.
Yeah. Let's talk about the cover before I get into the awesome...
First, I want to say that this is my most hated thing in existence in the universe.
The Legion of Super Traitors?
Not that. It's the super animals all over the cover.
Yeah, why did they call this the Legion of Super Pets?
Because I don't know.
I think maybe they realized super pets aren't that great, and they're like, well, let's trick people into reading the animal issue. Is it because there's monkeys in it, or just because there's pets in general?
I like animals in general. I don't like these animals. It's retarded, alright?
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I do know the reasoning behind it. It's because, for some strange reason, books with animals in them sell better. Like, if there's, like, super, like, there's a monkey on the cover of a comic, it'll sell better than usual.
That will make me not buy a comic.
I know.
Especially if it's a monkey.
Lots of people like monkeys, though. Okay, so the cover doesn't have any super pets on it. It has our three founders, Lightning Lad, Cosmic Boy, and Saturn Girl. And they're all, like, blasting Superboy with kryptonite rings. And he's, like, whining about it. And then he's really surprised.
Because they're killing him.
Whining about it. Yeah, so he's whining, and you're supposed to be like, oh, what could possibly be going on?
Why would they betray him? They're such good friends, normally.
Normally, yeah, sure.
They've done this before, by the way, typically, right?
Yeah, why would we be surprised? This is what they usually do.
This is how they say hi.
Yeah. What's interesting in this issue is that there's a little notice inside on the first page. Basically, DC talking about how they're sorry, but they have to charge 2 cents more for their comics now. It used to be 10 cents, and now it's 12 cents. It's kind of interesting to see this, like, transition, and they were so concerned. And now I'm getting, like, fucked over for $3.99 an issue. Oh, shit. Innocent times. Oh, God. And then at the end they say, our giant annuals will still cost only 25 cents. Oh, my God. Anyways, unlike usual, the splash page isn't just a reprint of, like, a redoing of the cover again. It actually has something better about super pets.
So yes, but then it makes even less sense, though, because we're not seeing... It still says Legion of Super Traitors, but
yeah.
we're seeing the three founders, and we're seeing Superboy on the ground, all green, kryptonite poisoned. We're seeing those stupid pets in the air flying by, but then it doesn't really make sense because the three founders aren't really doing anything. They're just like,
it gets better.
But
so
you mean worse?
The splash page has the super pets, which are, let me give you a rundown: Super Horse, Streaky the Super Cat. It's got like a lightning. They've got like a lightning bolt on
He's
that
fast,
cat.
Sorry.
Okay, is he? Okay,
I guess his name's Streaky,
and
that's what that would imply.
Crypto the Super Dog. And super monkey asshole. I don't know. I don't think
the asshole's in there officially.
I think it is.
It is in my version, but not probably in
I like
else.
How they put little pants on the super monkey.
They don't want him to be uncomfortable, right?
So he's dressed exactly
uncomfortable
like
naked monkey.
Superman. Oh, God. So, the splash page has, like, 2 time bubbles in the background, and the founders are kind of looking on as the super pets go flying by, and sort of hoping forlornly that they'll be able to save Superboy and Earth. So, it starts out with an inconsequential page.
It's a whole entire page of, like, didn't need to happen.
And it has Clark helping his dad at the store. He helps out his dad by shelving the cans, but he's throwing the cans at the shelf. Throwing them. He could just, like, go over to the
can. Hey, now, he's throwing them perfectly so that the labels are facing forward. I love this because Pa Kent is, like, super excited that he's helping. He's like, you saved me hours of work. There's, like, two boxes. I've worked retail before, and it doesn't take hours to dump out two boxes worth of stuff and put them on a shelf.
Pa Kent has arthritis, and he's really old. He also forgets what he's doing in the middle of it, so he might have been saving him hours of work.
That's true.
Okay. So, Lana Lang comes in. She forgot to buy the peaches on her shopping list.
I like that, for no reason.
Oh, yeah.
So, she comes to the counter, and she's buying her stuff, and for no reason, Clark x-ray visions into her purse. That's a little creepy to me, personally, but then again, she's a giant stalker, and his friends are giant jerks, so maybe he's just picking up these crazy people habits.
They don't mention that Lana's his girlfriend. Did they break up?
I don't know.
I wonder what's going on there.
Yeah, it's just a schoolmate now.
Mm-hmm.
Rough love patch, hey?
Hey. Super interested. So, Clark goes home.
Oh, no, wait. We forgot the peaches? Climax of this page.
Oh,
is
I'm sorry.
He looked through her purse, and he saw that she was missing peaches off her list. He's like, hey, peaches are on sale today. And she's like, oh, sweet, I totally forgot about peaches. I'll buy two cans. And then she's walking away. Oh, of course, the logical conclusion to make here in her crazy mind is, oh, my God, how did he know I needed peaches? He must be Superboy. That's crazy.
It makes sense, because remember that she has a room covered with Superboy posters,
right,
and pictures.
That's right.
That she clutches to her chest and sobs over. Anyways.
We don't discuss that, so moving along.
He goes home, and he notices lamp is blinking, which is a signal that means the president is trying to get a hold of him. But it also means it could be the police chief of Smallville, or, we find out later, it could also mean the Legion of Superheroes is trying to get to him. Does he let go and check all of them?
I don't know.
He switches on the...
You forgot the Pentagon, by the way.
Oh, the Pentagon. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't... I want to know who set up that... Get a phone, like, why
wouldn't that give away his secret identity?
Well, I mean, I guess, in theory, if he can build Superman robots,
oh, yeah,
he can create some weird service where they're pushing a button somewhere and a lamp is flashing and they don't know where that lamp is.
Oh, sure.
Sure, why not?
This makes him switch on his little shortwave set, and then it is, in fact... The chief of police, Parker.
Why wouldn't he just have that on?
I don't know.
It's like a radio, right?
Yeah, why wouldn't he just forego the lamp and just turn on the...
Yeah, because, I mean, he's calling him on the radio right now.
Listen, so... he's got to go through a tunnel,
oh.
Okay?
We need lamps, we need tunnels. This is all very necessary.
Okay, into the secret tunnel, and then off to the rescue, and then...
Oh, well, you forgot. So what the problem is...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just skipping ahead.
All the important plot
points. We
gotta
take this slow. There are so many important things here.
Oh, God.
So,
we're trying to get through the
traumatizing. I'm trying to slow down so we never get to the part where the animals appear. So, it says, Chief Parker calling Superboy. A plane's in distress over Smallville's outskirts. It's rapidly losing altitude. Hurry, lad. So then he goes through the tunnel, and he Superboys out into the forest, and he reminds us again that it's great that he has this tunnel and no one will ever know his secret identity.
I love tunnels.
Yeah, that's what it means, basically. I love tunnel. And so he comes up to this airplane that's, crashing, and it says, as Superboy nears the stricken plane, a reckless impulse seizes him.
He goes apeshit, basically.
Yeah, he does. He seriously goes apeshit.
And he's like, normally I'd save the plane, but I want to break this plane! I want to crash it! Ha ha ha! So he, like, grabs a propeller and rips it off.
And he's like, fall, plane!
And he's trying to crash this plane. And Crypto, the Superdog, comes up, and he's like, what the hizzy? And,
says, yikes, I don't believe this.
And he's like, usually Clark's saving things and doing good things, not bad things.
This is not normal.
Thankfully, Crypto the Superdog's on the case. He does something retarded.
Yeah.
He destroys the top of a barn.
With his tail.
With his tail. Oh, my God.
He slices the top of the barn off with his tail. He goes whizzing around it and cuts off the top of the barn.
So, wow. So then he, cushions the plane to land onto the hay that's...
In the barn.
In the barn.
This only gets better, guys.
They're really lucky that there happened to be hay in that barn. Because sometimes,
are
if it's the wrong...
in barns?
No,
farm,
if it's the wrong...
Farm friend?
Let me use my farm expertise here for a second. If it's the wrong season, they don't have hay in the barn.
What would be there?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Or not as much hay. Because they haven't put it in there.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, yeah. So, Superboy's a little freaked out. He's like, oh, why did I do that? And Crypto's, like, looking at him with...
He's, like, growling. It's adorable, actually.
Yeah, he's, like, has a... he doesn't have eyebrows, but somehow they made this dog look pissed off at Superboy.
He's making, like, the squinchy face of a pissed off dog.
So Superboy notices his pissed off face, and he freaks out and grabs Crypto by the tail and is about to, like, throw him to his, like,
death.
Yeah, he
literally says, oh my god, this is great, by the way, this is, like, this is actually the only part in this comic that I really like. So he goes on a rant. It's actually a really long rant.
The animal abuse part?
Yes, I love animal abuse is what I'm saying. Since Crypto seems angry at me, and I don't blame him. Wait, why shouldn't I blame him? Where does this mere mutt get off looking down his wet nose at the mightiest boy in the universe? You'll never stare at me like that again. My telescopic vision sights a green kryptonite meteor swarm far off in space. I'll super toss you to your death.
Super toss.
Super
Not
toss
just toss.
You. He'll super toss his dog to his death.
And Crypto is really, like, beating housewife about it.
Yeah,
like,
this is really, like, a sad moment. This sad. Little dog's thought bubble is, like, the saddest thing.
Don't cry.
Won't cry because I hate this dog.
My master wants to kill me. I thought he loved me, but if this is how he really feels, I don't want to live.
No, you have to get in the eye. Dot, dot, dot. I don't want to live.
Choke. God. Superboy's head, like, forehead is super big.
Superboy.
Super forehead.
Man. He's about I would to think super toss to your death, and he's a super forehead.
I would think that Superboy has a super tumor, and that's why he's acting up. I wonder if I'll be right.
Super stroked out.
So, Superboy comes to his senses right before he throws him.
I love this panel, by the way. You have to post this panel because it's... This is like how Supergirl will become. Crypto was the first. He just wants his love, and he's like beating housewife really hard.
That's true.
Superboy's all like, forgive me, Crypto. I didn't mean that. I'm sorry. I don't know what possessed me. And it's really cute, like, panel where he's, like, hugging the dog and, like, holding their faces together.
Crypto's little tail's wagging.
Yeah, it's wagging really cutely, and the little dog's like, I'm glad he doesn't hate me anymore.
Oh, my God. So Superboy comes home and tells his old-ass parents what happened that day. And they're like, oh, how terrible. Because they're old. And then he goes to sleep, hugging his pillow, and his parents are creepily watching him sleep.
Yeah, this panel's really weird. Yeah. It's just like extreme shadow panel.
They're going to have to kill him.
Yeah, like staring at him like something menacing is about to happen because of this, but it doesn't.
Martha, we're going to have to make a hard decision
here. Yeah. A crazy strong alien son is freaking out on us. It's time to get the shotgun. But that doesn't happen.
No,
they're just...
I wish.
They're thinking, oh, maybe it has something to do with, like, red kryptonite. Maybe there was some red kryptonite around because that has crazy effects on him, or maybe he caught something weird on another planet.
They weirdly say this in his room while he's sleeping,
and they aren't in the comic again.
Yeah. The next day, the signal lamp goes off, and he's like, "Oh right, the signal lamp can also mean."
Yeah, it's like, "Hey, now it's flashing a code message."
Oh, I'm sorry.
Obviously, there are different ways to use this lamp. Maybe it's like one beep for the president,
no.
And like two flashes for the...
We're going to see how this lamp gets activated. So,
oh, yeah,
the Legion of
right,
Superheroes has, of course, arrived, and they want to hang out with Clark. They are waiting for him in the Gobi Desert, the heart of the Gobi Desert.
That's their secret meeting spot.
I don't know why they wanted to meet in the Gobi Desert.
No, see, that's right. That's the place they usually meet.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Where is that saying that?
It says it in the one before where he's staring at the blinking lamp. It says, from the future, at the place we usually meet when
they don't usually meet
area.
There!
I know, they've never been there before.
They're
he's
like,
never
what?
Been in a desert. It's usually, like, in a field or, like, right behind his house or something. It's, like, totally never
right
been
in his
desert.
Room watching him sleep.
See, what this implies is that there's, like, 50 other instances of them showing up and, like, ruining everything.
Oh, that's true.
And then finally he was like, you meet me in the middle of nowhere!
Look how big and old he looks in this panel.
No, he's this, he's in the foreground.
But he, like, I don't know, he looks like Superman right there to me. Anyways... In the Gobi Desert. And so Lightning Lad says, I see you got the message I sent over your signal lamp via my mastery of electricity. I didn't realize that he could somehow contact a lamp via... There's no,
the
like,
past.
Phone lines.
In the past.
In the past, through time, there's no phone lines anywhere in the Gobi Desert. I'm pretty sure if lightning strikes in the Gobi Desert, it does nothing to a lamp I don't know, here. Like, it doesn't do nothing.
You don't understand science, obviously.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're not an electrician.
Okay, what's great about this is that, okay, he shows up and they've got, like, a time bubble and the three founders are there. And he's super happy to see them. And they've also got some kind of device that looks like a mirror with a really old fuck computer attached to it. What's awesome is that Clark says they traveled here through the time barrier in their time cabinet.
They've never called this time bubble a time cabinet before, so we're not really sure.
I'm writing a letter right now. Another letter.
To make them fix these.
To the past.
Recall these issues and fix this.
I think this is a much more grievous error than curse words in Batman. The time cabinet. I think that Clark needs to come out of the time closet.
Oh.
Awesome.
Barely related to anything.
Time cabinet? It doesn't even look like a cabinet.
It's a bubble, guys. It's like a bubble. There's no, like, it's not a cabinet by any stretch of any imagination.
The time armoire.
Yeah. Time pizza slice is, like, about as close as time cabinet is to bubble.
You know, it looks like a time dresser is the thing, the device they're using.
Yeah, I wonder if they just, like, had a moment of confusion in this bubble, and he was supposed to be referring to that thing.
I think there's a lot of confusion going on in this episode.
Or all of them forever.
Now we get to the point, sort of.
The point of no return.
Oh, wait, this is actually unrelated, sort of.
Oh, yeah, this is unrelated. This whole, there's like,
sort of.
Here's an entire whole other page that kind of vaguely isn't related to anything. It sort of is, but it could have taken place in like a panel.
Yeah. Okay, so the Legion of Superheroes have brought this sort of, it looks like a dresser, like a futuristic dresser, kind of, because it has a giant mirror-looking thing attached, mm-hmm. and then, like, computer.
No, it looks like a vanity.
A vanity!
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what I call a dresser.
No, it's a vanity is different. It's got a giant mirror. I had a vanity.
I had a dresser! Princess.
Dresser's not the same. Anyway, vanity, you know, normally just has, like, a little tiny, anyway.
Whatever, I don't care.
Into the furniture.
I don't care about your time dresser. Anyways, so this thing, it lets you look into the Phantom Zone. Do you remember Mon-El? He got put into the Phantom Zone?
You know, because Clark poisoned him.
Because Clark almost killed him. So they're looking into the Phantom Zone, and basically they're trying to identify some criminals in there.
Which really does just kind of look like this happened because they wanted a shout-out to some of the bad guys in the Phantom Zone. Like, yeah. Seems to be why this page exists.
I just wanted to remind you that these characters existed.
There are some bad guys here.
So they go through, there's Jaxer, and he was sentenced into the zone for destroying an inhabited Kryptonian moon during an experiment. He's a dick.
Yeah.
And then there's General Zod, who tried to make himself dictator of Krypton with an army of imperfect... We know who Zod is. He's, like, from the movies and mm-hmm. shit. Like, but what's funny is that to, like, signify that he's a general, they, like, made him look like an Earth general. So he, like, looks like a little dude with a hat and kind of looks like he's from the First World War. So he looks pretty awesome. And I think Jaxer is the name that they use for the cartoon version of Zod. So it's all kind of weirdly connected.
The Circle of Life?
Yeah, Circle of Life. Anyways, more importantly, there's Mon-El, and then Clark starts almost crying.
Yeah, it's really, like, sad. Like,
and Zod's, like, bitching him out, like, fuck you, Clark. And Clark's like, but how is it possible for me to hear him? And Cosmic Boy's like, simple. The speaker broadcasts the Phantom's voices, like, listen, asshole. I'm not from your time period. How am I supposed to know? Then again, it does really look like a speaker. Yeah,
it's like a giant speaker at the top of this vanity-looking thing.
So I don't know who's more of a dick here. Like, is it that Superboy has what he's got coming to him for not noticing the speaker, or is it Cosmic Boy being a giant dick?
He's assuming he should understand all his future technology.
I don't know. Anyways, Mon-El's awesome in there, and Clark almost balls.
They have a sad little moment where in case we've forgotten, he explains about him being a Daxam and that he has to go in the Phantom Zone because he's got an incurable disease, and someday Clark will find a cure.
I like how he doesn't mention that he exposed him to
he has
lead.
Mentally blocked that.
Yeah, he forgot
he
about
somehow
that.
Got poisoned, guys.
So Mon-El's like, suddenly Mon-El's like, oh, I have to warn you, the members of the Legion are betraying you. They're releasing the criminals in the Phantom Zone. Watch out! And Superboy's like, what? But he amazingly figures it out after a bit, and then breaks the...
And he figures it out because Mon-El sticks his arm and leg out of the vanity
thing. Why was he sticking
it out to show him, like... Because he's like, oh, Clark's kind of stupid. He won't understand just my words.
I see.
Hey, they're going to let us out. Stick arm and leg out.
Look, Clark. Yeah. I'm coming. Yeah. I can come out. Don't.
This
I
is the thing that lets me out.
And Clark's like, oh, shit. And breaks the Phantom Zone vanity apparatus, whatever the hell this is. And they're like, oh, our plan failed. Quick, we'll use Plan B. And what is Plan B? The kryptonite rings. Why wasn't this Plan A?
We could do this convoluted thing where you let these bad guys out of this Phantom Zone. And I like it because the bad guys didn't seem to know they could get out.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're hoping they figure it out. Or we could just, you know, blast them with these kryptonite rings we have. Which, by the way, why do they have these rings?
Yeah, where do they get those? As you'll see, it gets even awesomer.
Yeah, and that will not be explained, so just assume that his jerk friends from the future have rings that can kill him, and they just have them. They just had them.
Cosmic Boy is like, we've always secretly hated you because you're more powerful than us, but that won't be true when you're dead.
So,
but I really wish it was that they were actually crazy jealous. It would make a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Like, why are you always fucking with you? Yeah. We're jealous of you, die.
Yeah, yeah. We actually really hate you. That's why we're always really mean when we show up.
I wish.
So you see, like, Superboy's on the ground, like, being kryptonite poisoned, and
they signify this by making part of him green.
And yeah, it's like, he's starting to be kryptonite poisoned, so he's starting
to
turn
green.
It's like
the middle of his face is green.
It's actually different parts as the pages progress.
Okay.
It's like getting more of his face over here, but, well, anyway. But it says, though weakened, the Boy of Steel whistles an ultrasonic note.
So destroying everyone in the Gobi Desert.
Yeah. So this whistle activates his Superboy robots, and they come hurtling here. That's a weird way to summon your robots, right? I thought he was going to summon his dog.
Yeah, me too, because right? I would whistle for a dog.
And this is about the super pet, supposedly, somewhere. But instead,
that's what the writers want you to think. They're being tricky.
Are they?
This is Grant Morrison, like Batman RIP. It's going to be like, you think one thing, and then something else is going to happen.
Oh, my God.
It's just like that. God.
So, these four Superman robots show up, and actually this is my favorite panel, because remember who one of the founders is? He's Cosmic Boy, and what is Cosmic Boy's power?
Magnetism. So, what are robots made of? Well, so, I guess you can guess it's gonna fucking happen. Grabs the fucking robots and smushes them all together, and like, one's head's flying off, and they're all breaking apart, because they're made out of metal. Even, like, Lightning Land's like, ha ha ha, how easily Cosmic Boy's magnetic powers have caused those metal robots to crash together into a great mass of tangled junk.
Yeah.
Because Lightning Land's a dick.
And the cool of duh. Like.
So,
then
the next, you turn the page.
Rockets into amazing land.
I wish I'd been a kid reading this. Because then you'd turn the page, and what would greet you? Now, okay, what's the one thing you're expecting super pets?
Right?
This whole issue, you're expecting that we've only seen Crypto so far.
But the cover promises a horse, a monkey, a cat, and a dog.
Yes. So you're expecting any moment Super Pet's gonna happen. Next page, flying globes with little hairs coming off of the globes, and brains, giant space brains inside of the globes.
Who are amazingly named the Brain Globes. You see them all staring up with faces that about reflect your reaction to suddenly seeing giant globe brain things.
Like, what?
They're all like,
So, don't worry, the brains will explain, because Superboy's super weakened right now, so.
And in general, super retarded. So yeah. They need to explain everything in length.
He's, like, about to die. They're like, good, we no longer need to conceal ourselves. That we mastermind the brain globes of Rambat, masterminded his downfall. In his weakened state, he cannot oppose us. And so, these brains just seem to want to talk, because they repeat themselves like 50 times. Mm-hmm. Like,
they,
every
they
page.
They talk for like 3 pages.
Yeah, it's gross. Shut up, brains. So, they explain that they don't need bodies anymore.
Because they have the power to work mental miracles, so they discarded the clumsy bodies.
Yeah.
Assume this infinitely more efficient brain globe form.
Saturn Girl's like, awesome, they're explaining what's going on.
Since I can read minds and stuff.
Yeah.
I can totally hear this great long story as well.
Why would they care? Anyways,
I don't know.
So, this is super convoluted. So, okay, these brains, their planet got destroyed, so they sent an advanced scout to find a planet,
like theirs, which happens to be Earth.
Yes.
So Earth.
Wait, their planet hasn't just exploded yet? Is that
no, I thought it had exploded.
Okay. It doesn't matter. None of this matters. So they sent this scout ahead.
Oh, yeah, no, because these four are the only four left.
Yes.
So their planet exploded.
Okay.
Yes. So all the other brain globes are dead, is what I'm trying to
they
say.
They seem to survive space pretty well. Couldn't they just live in space?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
They're just brains and globes. I mean, do they really have that many needs?
Evil brains and globes.
I'm sorry, evil brains and globes. Okay, so this brain is, like, explaining this, and, Clark's like, now I'm beginning to understand all
this. But they haven't explained very far. All they said is like, okay, we're brains, we live in globes, our planet was destroyed.
That's about it, actually.
And he's like, oh, I understand. Like, don't pretend, Clark, you don't understand anything.
Hey, he could be assuming crazy. Like, you didn't hear what he was understanding. It might have been a crazy assumption trailing off in infinity like normal.
Fuck. So, mind blasting a meteor pit into existence a few miles from here, our scout placed in the pit's bottom a I have to read this because I don't fucking understand it. The scout placed in the pit's bottom a gravity mechanism which can move your world through space to our solar system. So it's not just that they want to move to the planet Earth.
They want to move Earth to where their planet was.
For being floating brains, they're kind of fucking retarded.
Right? Because Earth wouldn't make it. Let's just, with my science knowledge, I can tell you assuredly, Earth would not make it.
It's more than that. It's just like, when I moved to Seattle, I wasn't going, oh, I want to live in Seattle. I better
take my house in Ohio, in your case, to Seattle.
No. This is the equivalent of me picking up Seattle dragging it to Ohio. I was like, I'm going to live here now. Is it just that they don't want to move their luggage or something? I don't get this.
They're brains and globes. I can't imagine they have any luggage.
Yeah, I don't know. So, they're like, we plan to .. steal Earth. God damn. You could just live there. I don't think anyone's going to bother with the floating globe.
There's only four of them.
Yeah, you could just get a condo.
They seem pretty powerful.
Yeah, get an apartment.
They wouldn't have trouble getting money because they could just make people give it to them.
Yeah, they could live in, like, anywhere they want. Mm. Tokyo. You could live in Tokyo.
Because if they're taking the planet, they're taking all the people and stuff, too. So why does it got to be over there?
Yeah. I don't know. It's mind-boggling. It's brain and globe-boggling.
You die.
It is necessary for us to move Earth near the solar rays of our purple sun in order for us to survive. No, that's not true! Because they're surviving right now!
Well, maybe there's a time limit on it. Maybe they can only, like, be out of that solar system for a week.
No, I don't believe that at all.
You don't know the intricacies of the brain globe world.
God, there's only four of them. What are they gonna do, mate? They can't.
They're brains.
Why would they even want to live anymore? Oh, God. So, observing Earth, we knew that we could not steal it unless we could completely mind-control you. Its mightiest defender. Him trying to kill his dog, that was them. Not, like, Superboy having a bad day or something. And getting drunk and abusing his animal.
It's tiny. Wants his love so hard.
Little dog. I think you like Crypto. You like Crypto.
No.
You love Crypto. You're always upset when he's getting abused.
I hate him in association with that monkey, alright? That's the truth. That monkey exists in the world. I can't like any of these animals.
And so, Saturn Girl's listening to this exchange, and she has a pissed-off face.
Oh, yeah, this panel. We should post it, I think, just because her face is hilarious to me, because she looks so mad. No one else looks appropriately mad about this retarded plan, but Saturn Girl's like, what the fuck?
That's because Saturn Girl's always the biggest bitch.
She always has that face, actually.
Yeah, that's her permo face.
She especially has it right here, and it's actually pretty adorable.
So now she's telling her retarded companions that now the brain globes are informing Superboy that they forced us to pretend jealousy so Superboy wouldn't suspect that we were mere pawns.
Convoluted much?
Convoluted. The aliens are so confident he's beaten, they're no longer afraid to reveal everything. Yeah, I know that you said that already. God.
That's like the first thing they said when they shut up, actually.
God. So, the globes are concentrating so much on Superboy that they've lost control over the Legion of Superheroes.
I just realized that doesn't make sense. Why are they concentrating on him so hard?
He's already being killed.
Yeah, they're not mind-controlling him right now. Does that mean they're just really engrossed in their conversation where they're kind of gloating at him?
I think so.
Because he's like kryptonite poison. He's just laying on the ground.
He's not even listening to these globes because he's dying. And I mean, I think we've already established he's a bad listener.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe it takes all their power to try and make this asshole listen. Listen!
Hear my story before we seem to want to kill you. So, I'm not really
Whatever. Oh, they're lonely. Crypto shows up.
Thank God.
Crypto.
Oh, I'm sorry. They're trying to render him unconscious.
Why?
Why is that taking all their power?
No, but why are they trying to render him unconscious if...
I don't...
He's already going... He's already dying because of the kryptonite. So, anyways... We haven't even gotten to the super pets yet.
God. Like, it'll never end.
So... Crypto comes by and he, like, fucking scatters the globes. For some reason, the brain globes don't have any effect on Crypto.
And also, they're terrified of the dog.
Yeah.
Which is possibly more weird than not being able to control the dog's mind is simply the fact that these... They're pretty big. Yeah. In comparison to this dog, they're pretty good size. But for some reason, they are terrified of a dog barking at them.
Yeah. Maybe a dog destroyed their planet.
Maybe.
So... It doesn't matter.
None of this matters.
The brain globes threaten Crypto, saying, oh, if you keep fucking with us, we're gonna set off a thing that will destroy the planet. And Crypto is somehow smart enough to understand this. I love it when they, like, draw lines between, like, what Crypto does and doesn't understand.
Yeah.
Oh, you're gonna set off that thing in the meteor pit, of course. Oh, God. So, the Legionnaires, seeing their chance that the globes are distracted, they run off and back into their time sphere. There are two time spheres going on here. I don't understand why.
Wait, you know what I just realized? How did the brain globes get them?
Get the Legion of Super?
Yeah. I didn't even realize that until this moment.
Oh, my God.
Did they travel to the future and get them?
Yeah, are they time travelers?
Did the Legion of Superheroes just happen to have been coming to fuck with Clark that day and they found them, or...
Don't know. That seems more likely because they were already having problems. Like, Superboy was already having problems with the globes before the Legion showed up.
What are the odds that they'd show up and the globes would know that before Clark did and show where the Legion is and mind control them first?
It's a small world.
It's not.
It's Smallville.
No, it's not.
What happens in Smallville?
They were in the Gobi Desert, all right?
Yeah, they were in the Gobi Desert. Okay, well... That aside, you know, one thing I want to point out about this issue is that Saturn Girl seems to be in charge of the other two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe she's a leader or something.
I think she's just bossy.
That's true. They don't want to fuck with that bitch.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen her pissed off? It's horrible. Saturn Girl's a giant bitch. We haven't even gotten to, like...
When she is a crazy
giant bitch. Oh, my gosh.
It's later, and that's amazing.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So, she's like, into the time bubble. We're gonna fuck these guys up. So, she has an idea.
There are four brain globes, therefore a simultaneous attack by four super animals can defeat them. Now, think about this for a moment. There are four brain globes.
Mm-hmm.
There was one dog attacking them.
Yes. How many Legion of Superheroes were
there? I think that there are three Legion of Superheroes plus one super dog equals four super things, four brain globes. Why didn't they just attack him? Why didn't they just attack the brain globes together? There's four of them. They were concentrating on Clark. Why didn't they just attack him?
She's afraid of globes and brains.
Possibly. When they have these powers that can actually destroy things, instead of just Lightning Lad turning around and blasting these brains with electricity.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure all you need in this fight is Lightning Lad to electrocute the fuck out of the stupid brains.
Right, right. Take them like a minute, just bam, everything. But instead, they want to go get three more super... animals, because...
I think they just like animals! They love these animals so much! I think that's their... I mean, Saturn Girl just loves that fucking horse.
I don't know.
Okay, so what they do is they go to the future, 20 years in the future, to Midvale Orphanage, where our favorite orphan lives.
Or and, least favorite orphan, Superman.
And get Supergirl's cat, Streaky, the super cat... And they're like, come on, Streaky! And Streaky pops into the time bubble.
I just really like that. So Santa Girl talks to them because she can, you know, mind speak everyone. But she's always, like, a dick about it.
She's like commanding
hey,
them.
Come help! She's like, I command you to come with us!
And the cat seems pretty amiable. Like,
yeah, and it's like, I said she's a friend. I'll obey gladly.
Like, why didn't she just ask that cat?
Yeah, they're good guys. These animals are good guys. Can just say, hey, cat, we need your help. She's like, I command you to enter my time bubble.
I feel like Saturn Girls has, like, a history with animals where she was, like, dropped into his pit of zoology or something and, like, horribly attacked by animals.
Until she learned to command them.
That's how they train you on Saturn. Command these animals or die. So then they go to Phobos, a moon of Mars, which is indeed a moon of Mars. And
I know that because of Sailor Moon.
I know that because I'm gay. And guess who hangs out on Phobos, a moon of Mars? None other than Super Monkey. Super Monkey, who stowed away in the rocket ship which brought Super Baby to Earth from Krypton. I didn't know this. Oh my god, I didn't know there was a monkey.
If they had so much time to build all these prototypes and the thing that could, in fact, house two beings now.
Yes.
Why didn't they just get in?
Three beings. Crypto? Crypto's a third.
Oh yeah, was he in there? Was he in Supergirl's one? Or was he somewhere else? Was he in a different one? I freaking forgot his story. I don't care. Don't care. Hate these animals. But, so there was enough room for a baby and a monkey in there. I'm not saying a monkey's huge, but I'd fit my ass into that space pod is all I'm saying.
You don't know this, but Superman's mom was pretty fat. They don't talk about that.
Maybe
but
she just had a giant head or something. Something was a problem.
Oh, God. So, like, what's really cute about this is that Lightning Lad seems super excited by the monkey. Cosmic Boys also thinks that the monkey's really cute.
Yeah.
And Saturn Girl's holding hands with the monkey because monkeys like cute girls.
Yeah, for some reason they're a lot nicer to this monkey than they are to, like, the cat a minute ago.
Yeah, she still commands it. Yeah. Don't get me wrong.
But she's holding its hand very nicely.
Okay, and then they go into the time bubble again, and they pick up Super Horse. This is really kind of weird, because there's this part where they're telling you, like, this is a preview glimpse of a super pet Supergirl will own someday in the future. So, like, this is, like, so it hasn't happened in the comics
everyone
yet.
Everyone look forward to Super Horse.
Oh, God. I wonder if, like, this really excited little girls are like, oh, she's gonna get a horse?
Yeah, maybe that's why.
I think so.
But I especially like the introduction of the horse simply because the horse doesn't get any thought bubbles in this entire comic. Starting from this moment, so far they've gone to get each animal. You know, we've seen Crypto think-talking, we've seen the cat think-talked, and the monkey think-talked even. The horse, not a word. So they're drawing a line here. Monkeys can think-talk, dogs can think-talk, cats can think-talk. But don't be silly, horses can't think-talk.
Oh, God. So awesome. They've got four of these guys now. Four of these super pets. I'm holding up three fingers, but I mean four.
This horse has a cape. It looks so stupid.
Oh, Supergirl. I like that it's got, like, a weird harness on it.
Because
no
it needs
reason.
Some way for a cape to stay on.
Oh, shit. That's a good point.
And somewhere to put that S.
Okay, so back in the Boy of Steel's time era, there's, like, that meteor pit, and then the globes are
shooting
lasers at it. I can't even look at this.
That's them activating it, I guess, because it'll make Earth travel to their solar system.
Sure. Then the super vets get out of the time bubble, and then
Saturn Girl orders them to attack the evil brain globes.
Okay, now this last panel is the greatest panel I've ever seen.
If I had somehow seen this panel first, I would have hated Legion of Superheroes. I hate this panel so much that it would have overcome everything that I now love about the Legion if I had somehow seen this first.
Okay, there's a bunch of things going on in this panel.
And they're all wrong. They're all horribly wrong.
All of them are fucking amazing. Okay, one, the globes, I like the globe, how they make the globes look surprised. These globes actually look surprised and, like, concerned, because they've got these, like, little wiggly lines.
I like it too, because one groans.
Yeah. We can't control our minds, and they're very concerned. And Saturn Girl's telling them to charge. And, okay, so Saturn Girl is riding on the back of Super Horse. Okay, we get it. The Saturn Girl's a girl. She loves fucking horses. She's gonna ride. She's like, oh my awesome, a horse.
She doesn't love fucking horses. She loves horses.
No. God, that's
badly worded.
That's totally different. My Tourette's is catching up with me. So she's riding on the horse, and then Cosmic Boy has like a jet pack.
And he's just flying along.
And he's just
with
flying.
Him. And then this. What Lightning Lad is doing should almost never not even be verbalized.
Lightning Lad is riding on Crypto's back. He's holding on to Crypto's collar and riding on him.
Lightning Lad's a pretty big guy.
Crypto's just a dog. He's not like giant sized.
Strong dog. I know in my heart and soul that the dog is very strong. But if you put a boy on his back, it looks wrong. All right, it looks super. Especially if that boy is wearing women's pantyhose.
Yes. I'm surprised he's not riding the monkey since he seems to, like, love that monkey.
Cosmic Boy is not riding an animal. That means what they're doing is unnecessary. This was a choice. He chose to ride on the back of this dog.
He's like, which one should I ride on? Awesome, I call dog. Sand Girl's like, all right, I'll take the animal clearly intended for riding purposes. Oh, my God. And Cosmic Boy's like, I'll just use a jetpack because I'm not a fucking weirdo.
You guys, because we're from the future and we have the ability to fly anyway.
Oh, my God. So that's, like, the greatest panel.
Well, it's even better because they don't need to be riding these animals at all because the point of this was to go get the super animals to fight the Brain Globes because they couldn't, I guess.
Yes.
So why are they riding into battle with them?
Yeah, they could just get... This is actually pretty dangerous. Like, what if they got turned on the animals?
To start choking Crypto, make the dog depressed and sad again because everyone hates him.
Garth wants to ride on the dog! Secretly, if I see a really big dog, I want to ride on it, too.
Aww.
See a Great Dane? It's like, ah. Just let me ride on you, dog.
Don't ever try that when I'm around.
Okay. The Brain Globe calls Crypto an accursed mongrel, and that fucking pisses him off. He's like, I can't describe this.
In this panel, I imagine this dog has such an accent or something. It's like, accursed mongrel, huh? Making with the mental digs, eh? Okay, you're asking for it, Buster. I don't know why. It's like,
is that like a, what kind of accent
is that? I don't even know,
that?
But it sounds like it's got a lot of attitude, is I guess what I mean.
Dog has attitude.
Dog has attitude.
So, this panel's pretty awesome, too. It's like Garth riding on the dog. God, the dog is like,
You have to pose.
I can't describe what's going on.
The one before it in this one, because it's he, the dog is, like,
making it spin.
You know, like, in an old cartoon when, you know, whoever would get on top of, like, a
circular
avalanche ball of snow or something, and they'd be running on top of it, and the ball would be spinning.
Yes.
The Crypto is doing this on top of the ball, but Lightning Lad is squatting on his back.
Because he doesn't want his legs to get in the middle, like...
I like that they stopped and had a moment of, like...
Oh, wait,
we don't want his legs to interfere with the dog running on top of this brain ball. Make him squat on top of him.
Oh, my God. And then the monkey is copying Crypto, which is also amazing.
Yeah, let me copy him.
And the cat, like, blasts the brain with heat vision. They're all being really gentle with these brains, is what I don't get. Supergirl has the horse, like, headbutt the fucking Brain Globe.
Yeah, they purposely say, like, lightly headbutt.
Yeah.
And Streaky uses mild sample of heat vision.
Yeah.
And the other two are just making them dizzy.
Okay, so this is enough to make the Brain Globes, freak out and run away. Yay!
So I guess for some reason, they were super against killing these Brain Globes.
I would have killed their asses.
Right? They've killed monsters before. Is it because these were too...
Do they think they're living?
Or something?
I don't care. You put them in a ball, a bigger globe. And then you take them to brain jail. Fuck. And so, all the super pets... Like, it's really cute because the cat looks like he's trying to, like, lick Superboy's hand. And the monkey is, like, holding Superboy's face.
Oh, and yeah, you're right.
It's adorable.
And the cat's even saying, I like Superboy. The
horse still not talking.
Yeah, it's not a word. The horse is just standing there looking a little bit sad, I might add.
Aww. Everything's out of perspective in this panel, by the way. Because... Oh, God. I just imagine that they drew the horse, and then they had to draw everyone else in, and then they didn't feel like redrawing the horse.
It was like, they're the horse. That's
horses
fine.
Are hard to draw. Cosmic Boy and Lightning Lad take the little super pets back to their time period.
After they officially named them the Legion of Super Pets, an animal branch of their super club.
They're totally honored. Lightning Lad and Cosmic Boy take them back in their time bubble, and to take them back to their own time periods, or whatever. And, they're waiting for Superboy. Superboy looks so dead, but she's, like, saying that he's recovering. Yeah. But
his whole time, like, you know, he's, like, not really been in the last, like, two pages. Because he's been, like, lying on the ground dead this whole time.
Oh, God. So he gets up, and Saturn Girl's still there with Crypto. And she tells him, oh, we defeated the Super Globes. But I can't really tell you how, because... It might because it involves, like, the future and time.
And so it specifically involves Superboy learning about Superhorse being Supergirl's pet. This might destroy the fabric of time.
Well, also because Supergirl, he doesn't know Supergirl is going to happen.
Ah, it's true.
And she says, like, that would be contrary to fate and might have dangerous consequences.
Haven't they shown him and told him all sorts of stuff that could destroy reality?
Bingo. Yes, they have.
But don't tell him about Supergirl.
Yes. This is really weird. So there's some kind of weird line being drawn with the Legion of Superheroes. They can do almost goddamn anything in the past, except...
tell him about Superboy.
Yeah. God, so... Superboy notices something's off at the planet.
Because they want him to feel sad and alone.
Oh, right. Shit. Oh, God, those pieces of shit. So... Superboy looks up into the sky and says his telescopic vision reveals the celestial positions of the stars are slightly different. What? He knows that?
He totally has to memorize. He just looks up every once in a while to make sure Earth ain't drifting anywhere weird.
Oh my god. So he notices that somehow, and then he goes and destroys that machine or whatever the hell the brain globes were making.
I like that they left it there.
Yeah.
Like, they know what's going on. He was, like, dead on the ground.
Yeah.
And they're just like, okay, we're gonna go take the pets home. We're done here.
Yeah,
just,
yeah.
I don't mean,
they forgot all about it.
Like, Cosmic Boy is like, I can totally, like, I mean, it's like metal, and that's what I control.
I could blast it.
I could blast it, but I'm just gonna go take this horse back to my house.
I think it's because, like, otherwise you'd feel like Superboy wasn't doing anything in this issue. They're like, because
he didn't.
Angry readers would be like, what? I don't want to read this where Superboy doesn't beat the shit out of things or something, or perform super feats. Oh, God. So, Superboy goes and destroys that whatever the hell those brains were making.
And then he does the greatest super feat of them all.
Yes. Hurtling off into outer space, the most powerful youth in the universe performs an astounding feat of Herculean strength. I'm blowing Earth back into its proper orbit. Now, calendars and clocks won't be incorrect.
That was his only concern.
Yes.
He's like, he doesn't understand anything enough to realize horrible side effects the Earth being out of orbit might have, but he just doesn't want calendars and clocks to be wrong.
Oh my god. If that was his reasoning, he should have just gone, oh, they can move their clocks and stuff back. Oh god. So, Saturn Girl says, well done, Superboy. Now I must rejoin my comrades in the future, where we're all under Soviet Russia. I'm sorry, the brain globes forced the superheroes to act like traitors. I understand. Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, that, I like unnecessary dot, dot, dot.
Me too.
Because it sounds like he doesn't, or it sounds like a little vapid.
Yeah, yeah.
I understand. And you can just see the vapid smile on his face.
He's like, I wonder what happened there. Because she didn't tell him about the brain globes and how they were defeated. Will I ever know? And he goes home and explains to his parents. And his parents are like, oh, you could just find out by traveling into the past or by overtaking light rays from the Earth in space. And Superboy's like, true, but I won't. There must be a very good reason why Supergirl wouldn't tell me.
Saturn Girl.
Fuck, what's wrong with me today?
But Saturn Girl wouldn't tell him, and it's because of Supergirl.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe that's what that little slip was there.
Maybe. Oh, thanks.
I'm just trying to smooth it over for you.
But I know you loved reading about the super pets. So the editor's note, coming soon, an amazing story featuring the Legion of Super Pets. Don't miss it.
So hopefully that one won't come up in these archives at all. And if it does, I'm just going to let you do that one alone.
What actually happened? What's next?
Supergirl's Greatest Challenge.
Okay.
So, maybe it's dealing with,
being an orphan?
Her jerk friends again. I don't know. I see time post-it notes, so something's gonna happen. Oh, I see Bouncing Boy! Shit!
But I do see a boy with green skin.
Oh.
Awesome. Okay, at least next one will have Brainiac 5.
What about Bouncing Boy? That almost, like, evens the good out with the bad.
Oh, God.
By the way, I hate Bouncing Boy.
She hates all fat people.
Indeed.
Oh, they're streaky!
Oh, man.
Oh, shit. Okay, well, whatever. Oh, pretty amazing stuff. Well, that's it for this episode. You can tell us who wrote this and made this by emailing us at superfuturefriends@gmail.com or by commenting on our blog at superfuturefriends.blogspot.com. And is that it?
That's it.
Okay, awesome. Bye!